This is another drawing of a light emitting diode. You see it's the substrate is gallium arsenide. The material on top is gallium arsenic, gallium arsenide phosphide. And there's a p-n junction in it. So you forward bias the p-n junction, and holes are pushed towards the junction, electrons are pushed towards the junction. The electrons fall in the holes, they emit light with a band gap of the gallium arsenide phosphide. And these, the photons that are emitted just go in random directions. And that's a problem because some of them go up, and some of them go down, and some of them go left and right. And you would prefer for them all to go up out of the device. But they're just going to be sent out in random directions. And most of these semiconductors have a pretty high index of refraction. So if the p-n junction is here, and light is coming in at an angle like this, this is a high index of refraction material. Above it is air or vacuum, and you get total internal reflection in the device. So there's only the photons that get emitted in a certain cone towards the upward direction even get out. Some of them start out just going in the wrong direction. And other ones are headed up, but they hit the surface and get reflected back down. And if you design the diode the way the top one is, the ones that get sent down will be reabsorbed because gallium arsenide has a smaller band gap than the semiconductor on the top. So only a fraction, like 20% of the photons you can produce, get out of the diode like this. And you can improve this by starting with a material that has a higher band gap as a substrate, and then putting a reflective coating on the back. So you bias the p-n junction, and light is emitted. Anything that's sent down is transparent to the substrate now. At the bottom of the substrate, there's a metal film that reflects the photons back up, and then maybe they get out again. Another way to try to get the light out, I think we need light. To try to get the light out is if you have here a p-n junction and it's a point-like source, then it has a high index of refraction and the air above it has a low index of refraction, so there's this problem with internal reflection. If you now embed this in some kind of material that also has a high index of refraction, then the light will go from the chip into this material. And we've just transported the problem from here to there because here there's air again. And now we've got a high to low index of refraction. But if you make a large a radius like this, the light will always hit this interface at a low angle. And if it hits it at a low angle, then there's no internal reflection. It will go through. And so you can couple light out by embedding the chip in a material with a higher index of refraction, and then the light-emitting diode looks like this, which got this spherical top to it. Okay, so this is the light-emitting diodes. There's a lot of engineering to it beyond just choosing the right band gap, and getting the semiconductors of the right band gap is also